This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
And this is Terry Wade. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus, Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. We're going to look at a show there called Leslie Dill's Poetic Visions, From Shimmer to Sister Gertrude Morgan and Revelation. It's a big show. What'd you see over there?
Well, I walked up the stairs and walked in the door, and in my face was a 60-foot-long ceiling-to-floor opening, I guess it's a wire installation, mm-hmm. of long falls of wire in shimmering shades of gray and gold and bronze and silver. And this represented the flow of light on the Atlantic Ocean,
right.
which I've never seen. So this is my first vision of the Atlantic, and it was very beautiful and impressive.
The big room up in the museum there is a very large room, and they have it split in half. And you can't see one half from the other. And I must say, that's a big space. And this mm-hmm. installation / sculpture dominates the space, which mm-hmm. is impressive.
Called Poetic Visions. Mm-hmm. And she uses a lot of super graphics. So the 60-foot installation I was talking about has, above and below in giant letters, this quote, "You may laugh, but I feel within me suddenly strange voices of God and Handel's dog's thirst, and messages of slow memories that disappear across a fragile bridge," which is Salvador Espiru, a Catalan poet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's twice, so she really does take up the whole space.
She always involves words, usually poetic, in mm-hmm. poetic form of some kind, and then also involves letters, words. They're kind of cryptic. They don't, like, jump out at you mm-hmm. as sayings. You have to really look at it. Also in this room, on the other side, across from Shimmer, are, she calls them allegorical figures, and they're basically silhouettes of women in dresses, and they look like they're moving along. They're at least life-size, mm-hmm. and they're made of a dark material, like an aluminized black material.
Mm-hmm. She calls it metal foil.
Right.
And organza and wire. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And there are figures, there are symbols, words, letters. Mm-hmm. And she really does this layering, always tying things together with wire or thread and leaving the thread. Mm-hmm. So you can see the process. Mm-hmm. She sees it as a way of knowing how much time it took and that you witness this time that, mm-hmm. wow, it must have taken a long time to tie all this together.
I imagine.
Which it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, Leslie Dill was an English major for undergraduate, mm-hmm. and her graduate degree is in fine arts. So this is a reasonable wedding of the two interests mm-hmm. of an English major and an arts major, you might mm-hmm. say. And she's very famous. She's shows at the Met, at the Wit, all over the United States,
yeah.
and for good reason, because she really knows how to handle a big museum right. room and space.
Well, so now you go through the little door, that this opening that they've separated the big room, and walk into the other side, which the full title of that installation is Hell, Hell, Hell / Heaven, 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 Encountering Sister Gertrude Morgan and Revelation. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole different look. It's much mm-hmm. busier, much more demanding.
Sister Gertrude Morgan is a folk artist in her own right from, mm-hmm. from New Orleans, and she was the muse for this, a woman who had a before and after vision. So there's two big mannequins in
right.
dresses. The first mannequin represents before her revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all red and black. And then the second one is her Bride of Christ with 17 white chiffon streamers going from her shoulder blades to the ceiling, waving as part of her bridal gown, and they're all covered with words.
Yes. Then there are 10 heroically scaled drawings around the room. They are gigantic. They're like mm-hmm. 8x10. They're oil sticks and watercolor pencils on Tyvek. Mm-hmm. So they surround it at human height, and then above that is a strip of language. They're phrases drawn from Morgan's writings. Mm-hmm. And then above that are hundreds of small, she calls them cutouts. They're emblematic figures, and they run all along the top.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this has to do with Sister Gertrude Morgan.
Well, I think it's wonderful that she's taken a muse like this, like Sister Gertrude Morgan. Morgan herself would never take credit for her own art. She insisted that all the credit went to Dada Jesus.
It's a fascinating show. I don't think I've ever seen an installation of this magnitude, and it makes me realize, oh, this is what an installation should look like.
That's right. Totally. I felt like I've never seen one before.
It is at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. Leslie Dill's Poetic Visions, From Shimmer to Sister Gertrude Morgan and Revelation. It goes through December 9. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.